Good morning, delegates, commissioners, members of the European Parliament. Today, first of all, we are to address an erroneous printing in yesterday's minutes, wherein action point 6, comestible transportation, has been mistyped as comestable hippopotamus.
Gosh, what an unusual mistake.
Yes, it... Wait, who are you? Who let you into the big room?
Why, I'm Felix Trench, and it's Crowley time.
Hello, and welcome to Crowley Time with me, Tom Crowley.
And me, Felix Trench.
With me, Tom Crowley.
And me, Felix Trench.
Yes, that's right. In the spirit of interpodcastal collaboration, this month's episode is a crossover between this haphazard compendium of short-form comedy entertainment
and the surrealist EU comedy podcast I make, Quid Pro Euro.
You may well have heard myself and Mr. Trench acting opposite one another as rival funeral directors in the podcast sitcom Wooden Overcoats. Go on, Felix, say Chapman.
Chapman.
Ha 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 ha. Brilliant. But this time we're on the same side, and what you're about to hear is a combined effort. The sort of thing you'd get if you put Crowley Time and Quid Pro Euro into a blender and hit puree.
Or maybe cream.
Yes, exactly. So sit back,
relax,
and for the love of God, don't argue, as we present this very continental episode.
Bon appétit.
Yeah, der Stift meiner Tante.
Bolles de Picolat.
Obrigado.
Flammekuchen.
What?
Oh, I can't believe it, Mary. We're finally here. Europe.
Oh, Roy, it's so beautiful, and everybody speaks English.
Boy, look at that church. It must be at least 60 years old.
Oh, no, 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 my friend. I must correct you there. That is the Cathedral of St. Cecilia. It is over 500 years old.
Wow!
But who are you, kindly stranger?
My, I am Patrice, conductor 72 of the Union, here to welcome you to your new life in Europe.
Well, how decent of you.
That's what they're like here, Roy. They prize decency and politeness and culture.
Gee, that sounds swell. Gosh, we could use some of that.
We just couldn't stay in the States with all that division and fighting.
Well, we are delighted to have you, monsieur, madame. But before we begin, I must ask, are you sure you are ready for a great change? Are you ready to give up the land of the free, the home of the brave?
We're Democrat voters from rural Oklahoma.
Oh, you poor wretched people. Get on my Vespa.
Oh!
Now, where in Europe would you like to settle?
Well, France looks pretty good to me so far.
Oh, golly, yes. Look at all the glorious landscapes and cultural centers.
Not to mention the food and wine.
What's going on over there?
Oh, it is merely one of our nationalist protests.
Your what?
But do not worry. The nationalist protest is being overtaken by the Gilets Jaunes.
Well, that's not very je ne sais quoi.
Get us out of here!
Tout à fait! Et voilà, l'Allemagne. Welcome to Germany!
I like the look of all these sausages and beer.
It's like Oktoberfest all year round.
Boy, they sure had their problems back in the day, but I don't see any Nazis around here anymore.
Well, you wouldn't see them, no?
Pardon?
Well, these days the German Nazis hide among the everyday folk, you see.
You mean we went to all that trouble fighting that big-ass war and there are still Nazis around here?
Bien sûr. In fact, there are many more in the last few years since they were emboldened by certain political developments in your own home country, monsieur. There were quite a few recently discovered among the North Rhine-Westphalia police force.
Oh, Lord.
Jeepers creepers, conductor. Couldn't you take a summer with no fascists at all?
I get to inform monsieur that there is no such place.
Oh, Roy, maybe we should have just stayed at home.
And spend another Thanksgiving looking at your uncle's MAGA hat? No thank you.
Mr. Conductor, take us further north to one of those nice blonde countries.
De rien, madame.
Where's this now?
Madame, monsieur, welcome to Sweden.
Oh, Sweden sounds good.
Yeah, I heard they take in a whole heap of refugees.
More than any other country in Europe.
Yes, c'est vrai. And they absolutely despise them.
Beg pardon?
Maybe the rapid influx of immigrants was handled with great care and consideration by the government, and yet still it has led to a sizable increase in support for...
the Nazis?
Right again. Bravo, madame. The far right in Sweden has greatly increased its influence in recent years. And, of course, because this is Sweden, they all look exactly like Eric Trump.
Oh, this is just awful. Where else can we go? Poland?
Very homophobic.
Lithuania?
Highest suicide rate in Europe.
England, then?
Now, that is one place I will not take you.
Because it's leaving the European Union?
No, because it is shit. Have you seen their food? None of them can dance.
Look, buddy, we came over here expecting enlightened attitudes, a rich culture, maybe a fancy plate of cheese or two.
Why is that, hmm?
Well, what do you mean?
Why, do you assume that's what you find here? Is it because really, at your very core, you have no idea at all what happens in Europe?
Well, I don't know about that.
No, you watch the Aristocats a couple of times and you think you've basically got the size of it, huh? You switch over the television when CNN spares 5 seconds to discuss the Eurozone crisis because you imagine it is some jolly escapade involving a dog in a hat, n'est-ce pas?
Well...
You really think you had an adequate understanding of the realities of life in Europe? When the closest thing you've seen to a Frenchman is Kevin Klein?
Gee, sorry, Mr. Conductor.
Here we thought we were enlightened citizens of the world, but we barely even ever looked past our front lawn.
Ain't there no place here for a couple of well-meaning folks who just want a little kindness and understanding?
Well, since you ask, there is one place that would suit you.
Where?
Oh, it is a place of equality and harmony. A place of abundance and comfort. It is not unlike a paradise.
Please, please, Mr. Conductor, take us to this place.
Allons-y, madame.
My God, he was right.
It's so beautiful.
Monsieur, madame, welcome to IKEA.
All this space.
All the choice. We could sleep in a different bed every night.
Look at these cute little pencils.
My lunch is a bowl of creamy meat.
It's like, well, it's just like IKEA back home.
And how?
It's perfect, Mr. Conductor.
Formidable, madame.
But can we really live here?
Absolutely, madame. Simply hide yourselves in a wardrobe when closing time comes and the place will be yours when the staff have all gone home. But I must warn you, the toilets on the shop floor are not connected.
Oh, honey, look. We're home.
Thank God. But Mr. Conductor, how can we ever repay you?
Doria, madame. Just watch a film with subtitles someday.
Oh, we will. We will.
I want to go in the ball pit.
Me first.
Well, I'll race you.
Well, you better hurry then.
Non, ils étaient très gentils.
Guten Tag, Conductor 72.
Ah, Conductor 89.
Busy day?
A couple of Americans.
Did you dump them in IKEA?
Where else?
Ah, meatballs. That reminds me. We need to check the answer machine. Felix, would you like to do the honours?
Certainly.
Hello, this is Crowley Time with me, Tom Crowley, with me, Tom Crowley. We can't take your call at the moment. Please leave your message after the tone.
Everybody's always talking about the European comics like they're so great. I prefer the real shit, the British comics, like Rupert Bear. He's got style and a spirit of adventure, plus he knows a scientist. That's the good stuff.
What's up, party people? This is DJ Crumpet, fresh out of the Ministry of Jiggle in Copenhagen. I've finally beaten that paternity lawsuit, and oh shit, do I have a big drop for you! Busting out this party season, it's my new compilation of all the sexiest new tracks coming out of the illegal raves of continental Europe. I call it, Now That Is Definitely Euro House.
Now That Is Definitely Euro House.
Featuring some of the biggest bangers smashing the roofs off of the continent's abandoned warehouses and canning factories. Like Oi 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 from MasterCard featuring Apocalypse Pony.
Now where is the bus station?
This is music to cue for the porta cabin too. Don't wet your cargo shorts, dance warrior, the party's just getting started. And listen to Sonic Rainbow by Fat Colin and DJ Pickled Egg Fart.
I got a tractor trailer for my Ford Cortina, and I'm coming through the orchard for you.
Whoa, don't touch the walls, they're very sticky. Just lose yourself in the beat, baby, with brain-melting hits like Spatchcock Nights by Harry Mop and the Grease Trap.
We're flat out, flat out, flat out, flat out, baby. Just like a spatchcock chicken, baby.
Wow, that's like kissing a dog on your birthday, homeboy. But that's not all. This compilation is packed like a divorced man's only suitcase. The hits just don't stop. 1 Million Martins by DJ Seepage and Ricky Revelation. Hot Calcium by Lisbon. Dejectionarium by the Ketchup Water Collective. Up is Down, Left is Right, I Love You by Lucas and Roberta feat Quantum Waveform Collapse. Dance Hellscape by DJ Speech Impediment and Sweat Bollock. English Raves for English Waves by George. Independent Wallonia make me go yes, yes, yes by the Independent Wallonia Party. Firing Squad by Seatlicker and Your Mom. I Want to Marry My Producer by Shy Michael. Starry Night by Vincent van Gogh. No, 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 no by Mr. No. Marry Me Maradona by The Hoolifans. Help, Help, I'm Stuck in a Rave Track by Rico Didn't Die. Nude Selfie by Arthur-in-Law. Ultratone Hardcore Amsterdam Rave by the Lincolnshire Colliery Band. Angry Herbert by Doner Kebab feat The Infection. I'm Bleeding by Liver. Funkamedian Gruppe by Beanstalk and the Seven Jeffries. Telescope by Telescope feat Telescope. Theme from Golden Girls, Gonzo Trance Remix by Psycho E. Original Music by Deepfake Disco. Marry Me Mario by The Hoolifans and Snez. Suppuration by Egg and Chips. Fun Dance Song by Linda Stevens and Friends. And Mega Smash Athlete's Foot by Horrible Dave featuring Glovelorn.
It hurts to dance! It hurts to dance! It hurts!
I got a fungus in my toes.
Wow, that beat is crunchy. Now that is definitely Eurohouse is available on 4 CD set, 8 vinyl set, 26 cassette tape set, Spotify playlist, one really long YouTube video, or it can be fired into your home in a bullet that is also a USB stick. Jesus Christ! Now that is definitely Eurohouse. Stick it in your techno hole, Grandma.
And that compilation album is not available in the shops.
No, thank God. Let's see what the listeners are saying.
I can't stand all that rave music. It's all doof, doof, doof. I like my music to be la, 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 or a doing, 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 or a, you know, something refined.
Hello?
All right, Ricky.
Oh, hello, Dave. Are you all right?
Yeah, fine. You got time to talk?
Yeah, yeah, sure. Fish fingers, aren't you, for 10 minutes?
Oh, good. So, what's your exchange student like?
Oh, Enrica, yeah. Yeah, Enrica's all right.
Enrica?
Enrica.
Enrica.
Yeah.
Like Henry.
Like Henrietta, like Italian Henrietta.
Nobody's called Henrietta.
Well, some people are called Henrietta.
All right. What's she like?
Fine. I don't think she speaks much English. I suppose that's the idea.
Yes, yes it is.
Mum had a panic on for a minute because she thought she saw cigarettes in her bag, but it turned out to be Toblerone.
Oh. Wow.
What about you?
Me?
What's yours like? What?
Nice, in context. I guess. Unusual. I don't know. I don't want to be rude.
Well, what's wrong?
He's,
What?
He's Michelangelo's David.
So you mean he looks like, he's like the exact spit of...
Nope. They've sent me Michelangelo's David. The statue.
They've sent you a copy?
No.
Oh. That's not normal.
I agree.
What are you supposed to do with it?
Show him life in England. What we do. Exchange student kind of stuff.
Right, of course. I have questions.
Sure.
How does Michelangelo's David get around?
I've got a little cart.
And you're pulling it?
Yes.
That must be heavy. Oh. And what have you done to show him life in England?
We went out.
Out?
Yeah.
To do what?
Get chips.
Right. And then what?
I put him in the living room. He's watching TV with Mum.
Well, what are they watching?
Strictly.
Oh.
It's results.
You know, next year, we're going to them, right?
Yeah. I wonder. Davey? Oh, Mum's calling. Bye, Ricky.
Bye-bye, Davey.
Oh, good. The line's clear. Let's see if anyone's called.
I love the single currency. When I spend a euro on some sauerkraut or a bockwurst, it gives me enormous pleasure to know some guy in Malta is, at that very moment, spending the same money on whatever they like down there. Some grapes or something. It's fantastic.
These are the diaries of Link Tangent, space cartographer, faithfully maintained and preserved in case my growing sense of isolation robs me of my short-term memory. Link's log, space year 3. I have recently completed my extended quarantine following possible extraterrestrial contamination.
See Crowley Time episode 8, true believers? Or don't bother, I know you're busy. We're all busy.
After spending 4 whole space weeks with nobody but my part lizard, part human son, Little Dribbles, for company, I had grown desperate for the musky smell and clammy touch of my fellow man. The moment my airtight quarantine cell was opened, I threw myself into the arms of the first being to cross the threshold in a frenzy of affection deprivation. Unfortunately, the scientist in question was a Porcupinian from Priculon 12, and the lab boys had to spend the next 5 hours pulling her long spines out of my chest, forearms, and jewelry box. Nevertheless, I was elated. After examination, the GCC High Council ruled that I posed no bacterial or viral threat to the galaxy's sentient races, but that they didn't like the look of my mean little face or the cut of my jib, so they were not yet prepared to return me to active cartographic duty. Instead, I have been given the probationary task of re-indexing and reclassifying the command's archives, something which is done every space year to justify the Council's extortionate budget requests. So here I am, the once great space cartographer, relegated to sifting through the logs of other lesser space cartographers, galactic surveyors, and star peepers. A stray data tape has just caught my eye. Unlike the 60,472 data tapes before it, it appears to have no index number or indeed classification. I have just found it at the bottom of a crate, beneath a discarded stack of copies of Black Hole magazine. A publication aimed at those who get rock hard at the thought of being simultaneously burnt to a crisp and spaghettified. I've never seen the appeal myself. I'm more of a white dwarf guy. The tape has some faded writing on it. It appears to say something about a European onion. As luck would have it, my workstation comes equipped with a data tape reader. Let's see what we have here.
What happened to the European Union?
Let me tell you. At the end of the second millennium, against a dark and tawdry world, Western Europe lit the sky with its humanistic idealism and discovered wealth. An economic powerhouse which boasted not only the world's favorite tourist destinations, but also Brussels.
The EU was the global hub of industries from food to finance, from education to espionage. The European Union was formed in the decades following the Second World War, originally as a trade partnership between six countries, the ECSC, European Coal and Steel Community. It evolved into the European Economic Community, then simply the European Community, then the European Union, and, in the third millennium, the EFU, or European Federal Union. Then the European Federation. Then the Democratic Republic of Europe. Then the Democratic Kingdom of Europe. Then the Kingdom of Europe. And then the kingdoms of Northern Europe and Southern Europe. Then the Great Swedish Empire. The Great Swedish Empire and the United Balkan Territories, the Great Swedish Empire and the United Balkan and Baltic Territories, the Balkan-Baltic Free Republic, the Baltic People's Democracy, the Baltic People's Tyranny, the Baltic People's Massive Tennis Court, then the Lands of the Risen Dead, then the Empty Place, Dragon's Watch, the Laugh Track Without a Sitcom, the Children's Republic of Europe, the Children's Republic of Kaka, Kill Parents Land, Kill Parents Land and the Western Irish Parents Refuge. Kill Parents Land and Kill Children Land. The Barren Earth. The Unexplored New World. The Unexplored New World and the Western Scientific Colonies. Queen Pipette's Enlightened Scientific Territories. Greater Australia and, finally, the European Sphere Tree. The European Sphere Tree has its roots, literal and metaphorical, in a much-loved Belgian landmark, the Atomium. Originally built as a competitor to Paris's Eiffel Tower, this metallic model of a molecule hid a secret. At the top, where only an accidental cleaner might hit it, was a button. One which, when pushed, activated the Atomium. The Atomium grew. New metal arms extended out of the spheres, each with its own sphere at the end. From those came more arms and more spheres. It drilled down below it. It stretched up high. It crawled along the ground, devastating the nearby historic city of Kinepolis before marching on the centre of Brussels, where Spanish guild buildings were smashed and swallowed by ever-growing arms and spheres. From central Brussels, the Atomium grew inexorably out through the E411 motorway, Antwerp Zoo, across the French border, Germany, the English Channel. Great hulking metal limbs drove into concrete and earth, destroying homes and habitats. It climbed over the Alps and the Pyrenees, crushing the mountains in the process. Through Bratislava, Budapest, over the Bulgarian border, until eventually it stopped at the Arctic Circle, the Mediterranean, the Atlantic, a meandering eastern boundary, and three of the five Nordic countries. The metal tree grew up and up, pushing towards the atmosphere. With little hope of reclaiming their former lives, Europeans moved into the spheres. Where once a fractious union covered the land, now its descendants climbed into metal branches which seemed to symbolize not only the bonds between atoms, but those between this frightened community. Another Europe was born, and against all sense, it worked. For the first time in its long and bellicose history, Europe knew unity. Sleeping spaces were typically set up in the connecting branches, and the spheres were quickly taken over by cafe culture and paintings. Materialism was subsumed by commonality. These new European citizens lived in a tree of ideas, a society-wide renaissance which democratized learning and prized original thought. They flitted like bespectacled robins from sphere to sphere to share their thoughts over espressos and cigarettes. At night, they put down their books, picked up their instruments, and sang and danced and drank and feasted. However, although the tree had fostered this marvelous way of life, so too did it carry the seeds of the European utopia's ruin. with the destruction of all natural habitats on ground level, except Switzerland, but they weren't sharing, and the spheres stretching up into thin atmosphere, oxygen levels within the tree waned. So, while they sucked their espressos and cigarettes, the new Europeans ignored their headaches and made a plan. A young girl was chosen. The team in charge of the project had looked for an older candidate. However, their plan depended on someone with a high tolerance to low levels of oxygen. No adult in the tree was suitable. A lifetime of breathing had made them too fond of oxygen. Inés González, a 12-year-old from Nueva Madrid, was a poor student, not popular, and frequently in detention for stealing, and an exceptional swimmer. Inés had very sturdy lungs, which allowed her to stay underwater for longer than her peers, rocketing along beneath them when they came up for air. After her parents were placated with an extra ration of paintings, she was sent to the topmost sphere of the tree, the base of which was fitted with explosives, and she was blasted into space. Her mission? To find oxygen. On her journey, Inés, who steered the sphere with a big wooden wheel, marveled at the worlds she discovered. She came across a gas giant who was just waking up and looking for his breakfast. She met a young shepherd on a small moon who wore a bright yellow scarf, which she stole. She plunged into the hearts of stars, looped the loop round nebulas, hitched a ride on a comet. She peered into a black hole and saw herself reflected. The mirror Inés shyly looked back at her, reached out a delicate hand, and stole the scarf. Many months into her travels, Inés triumphed. A planet lay before her, full of blues and greens and browns, with one enormous tree. Its trunk was straight as a pine, while its branches billowed like a willow. It grew beyond the atmosphere. It pumped oxygen throughout the star system. Armed with a pair of garden shears, and tethered to her sphere with a bit of old rope, Inés floated into the tree and was careful to not damage the many intricately woven birds' nests. She made a cutting and then for home, carrying a branch and as many eggs as she could fit in her shirt. On Earth, the European sphere tree was suffering. The ill, the dying, the dead. Thousands of Europeans passed out into their ashtrays and espresso cups or quietly embracing their closest watercolors. Inés was greeted by top European science baristas who took her cutting and planted it in the soil right at the base of their home, where the atomium had originally drilled down below it and a patch of earth was exposed. The cutting took quickly, for it was an invasive species. It grew up through the metal branches and spheres, coating every surface green and brown and pumping out glorious oxygen. Lungs expanded. Headaches dissipated. Inés was celebrated, a statue made in her honor, and her name passed down from generation to generation. I hope that answers your question, my grandchild, young Inés. For that is what happened to the European Union.
I'm not sure what to say. I'm sitting here somewhat stunned. I have tears in my eyes, but I'm not entirely sure why. Little Dribbles is chewing the corner of the desk. Was this European Union a great Earth civilization, as this tape suggests, not unlike our Galactic Central Command? Or was it the mere conjuring of some kindly old codger for an enchanting bedtime story? Will I ever truly know? Either way, the tape doesn't fit into any of the classification matrices for our filing system, so it has to be destroyed. Here you go, Little Dribbles. And now, with the echoes of great civilizations bouncing around my brain, and a lingering appetite for onions in my heart,
I must continue with my tedious, tedious task. This is Link Tangent Space Cartographer signing off. Oh, come on, little dribbles, don't do that on the desk. Use your tray. And there it was.
On behalf of both Tom and myself, we hope you enjoyed this disturbing genetic experiment. Two podcasts, spliced together, an affront unto God.
Yes, and if they did, what should they do, Felix?
They should subscribe to Quid Pro Euro, which is the podcast version of some training materials that were made available to European Union employees in the mid-90s. And it's a comedy.
And I strongly urge that you do. Quid Pro Euro is a brilliantly imaginative, hugely funny show, like no other podcast you'll have ever heard. If you like Crowley Time, you owe it to yourself to give Quid Pro Euro a try.
Oh, thanks, Tom. Now go on, say enjoy yourself.
Why?
Oh, never mind. Taxi!
There he goes. What a pro. The next episode of Crowley Time will be released when an artificial intelligence first worries about whether or not it left the iron on. So make sure to subscribe, so you'll be alerted at the precise moment that happens. Everything you've just heard was written and performed by me, Tom Crowley, and him, Felix Trench. Please submit all praise, questions, or complaints to @atomcrowley or @felixtrench on Twitter. To help me buy Felix a nice new hat to say thanks for his contribution, go to patreon.com/crowleytime and become a supporter today. And remember, je vais à la piscine pour faire de la natation. Je ne porte rien. Je dois quitter la piscine. Quelle horreur!
GCC Archive GZ4216, Entry 1A, Goat Milking Practices of the Flendrians of Yogurt Prime. Entry 1B, Shunt Warp Drive Maintenance and Customization. Entry 1C, Terraform Moons Now, Ask Me How. Entry 1D, Mating Rituals of the Spineless Jelly Creatures of Wobblia Bobblia 8. Oh, little dribbles!